Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
One person's trash is another person's treasure. And this time of year, that is particularly true in Antrim County. I'm Ed Ronco. It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio on this Monday, June 8th, and it is spring cleanup season. In Antrim County, that has special meaning because residents in some townships there are encouraged to load up their unwanted belongings and toss them in a pile on the side of the road. That's right. But this year, the Michigan Department of Transportation is asking one township to knock it off, at least on the side of state highways. Revolution Waste is the company that takes these unwanted belongings to the landfill. Here's owner Rob Burkhart talking to IPR during last year's spring cleanup.
We look forward to cleaning up our community and making it look good once again, so.
That sound right there is a couch being eaten by a garbage truck, in case you were curious. Wow. It is not all trash that people leave on the side of the road, though. Here's the thing. Some good stuff, too. We have reports of all kinds of wonderful items finding a new home after they've been put out on the curb. Here are a few of the finds from last year.
Well, we found a chair.
This year I found a rocker.
Cat hair.
Tractor trailer.
I don't need a TV, but...
Found my girlfriend on the side of the road. We're still together. It's great.
I have right now in the backyard a snowblower.
A Hudson Bay blanket.
Lawn furniture.
An old chair.
Milk crates.
A giant, expensive area rug.
I built a kid's treehouse. I cut a door in half that I found and some windows that I found.
Did I hear someone say cat hair there? Now, though, if township residents don't keep their trash off the side of state highways, MDOT says it could shut down the spring cleanup. What's that you say? Shut down the spring cleanup? I mean, you've got to understand here. This has been happening for 20 years in Antrim County. It is a thing. We could even call it a cultural institution. I mean, maybe. All of this to say the township did not take the MDOT complaint lightly. Their solution? A simple sign. We have Austin Rolater live this morning from one of these roadside trash piles in Antrim County. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Ed.
What does this sign actually say to stave off the possible cancellation of this event?
Well, it's about the size of one of those political yard signs that you see popping up this time of year. It's black, yellow lettering. There's a little stop sign in the corner, and it just asks this simple question. Is any of your trash on this side of the sign? Please make sure it's not and move it if it is. So it's, you know, it's really polite.
Okay, we're going to get to whether people are obeying that sign in a second, but let's zoom out a little. Where are you exactly?
Yeah, all right. I'm about a mile and a half north of Bel Air on M88. I'm at Silver Pines Drive. It's maybe like 100 or 200 feet from the 45th parallel. I'm standing next to this pile of trash. It's probably like, I don't know, 15 feet across and 30 feet long. And interestingly, though, there's no sign here at this location. And sometime in the night, a hot tub was deposited on the side of the road, an entire hot tub.
You said hot tub.
Yeah, hot, you know, like you sit in and the jets bubble. Yeah, okay. So I've seen this before, actually, in Antrim County. Normally, though, when somebody deposits a hot tub on the side of the road to be collected for the spring cleanup, they do have the courtesy to cut it into pieces with a chainsaw, you know, like four or five pieces, so it's easier to feed into the garbage truck. No, this is just an entire hot tub. But here's the thing. It's in the MDOT right-of-way.
Okay, first of all, I don't know that I've ever heard the words courtesy and chainsaw used in the same sentence, but what happens now that it's in the right-of-way?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I've been monitoring these piles for the last few weeks, and it's only been in the last couple of days where the piles have grown larger and they're kind of cropping up on the side of the state highways. The letter from MDOT says that the piles are unsafe and that they're illegal, but it doesn't threaten any direct recourse if they were to pop up again. And so we don't really know what their action might be. And then, like I said, You said that earlier. This has been going on for 20 years. I mean, all the momentum in the world is propelling these people to, you know, drop their trash on the side of the road knowing that it's going to be picked up soon. So we're in a state right now in the Antrim County cleanup where we don't really know exactly how it's going to move forward if these piles stay on the side of the road.
What is the fate of the hot tub, do you suppose?
Oh, that's a good question. So, and I've seen Rob Burkhart put some pretty huge stuff in his garbage truck before. We heard the couch earlier. I mean, it can fit a lot of things. A hot tub, I don't know. That might be, you know, pressing the limits of what a garbage truck is capable of crushing. But there's also the possibility that someone comes by and just picks it up because they want a hot tub. I mean, that would have come in pretty handy last winter, you know, I mean, when it was really cold, and these are free, you know, you can just come by and grab it. So Ed, you know, you get off work today, you want a hot tub, you can come on up to Antrim County and load it up yourself if you want.
All right. Good to know. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Austin, and just sort of ask you, have you ever, you're an Antrim County resident. I can't help but wonder if you've ever been a donator or a receiver from this county-wide extravaganza here.
Yeah, lots of both. I put a pile outside of my driveway every year. This is the thing. It's like it just doesn't happen on state highways. This happens all throughout Forest Home Township and a few other townships in Antrim County. And so you can just take the trash that you have and pile it up at the end of your driveway and someone will come and pick it up and it just kind of disappears. So I've done that part. I've also found stuff. I mean, wheelbarrows. I'm always hunting for wheelbarrows. There's some really good wheelbarrows in these piles. And then another thing, interestingly, is art. If you go and stop at one of these piles, people take these beautiful paintings that they don't want in their house anymore, and they just drop them on the side of the road. And so there are actually treasures in these piles of what seems to be just mostly trash.
Austin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
IPR's Austin Rolater live from the side of the road in Antrim County. If you are curious about the items in the trash piles but don't necessarily want to go rooting around them yourself, the culminating event for the Antrim County spring cleanup is a 26-mile-long garage sale. The M88 Outdoor Market takes place this year on June 20th. We have details on that. And you can see a preview of some items on our website, iprnews.org. That's also where we have a virtual tour of some of the trash piles. Quick check of Northern Michigan headlines before we let you go for the day. The Board of State Canvassers has approved a petition to recall Grand Traverse prosecuting attorney Noel Muggenberg. That happened late last week, and it allows organizers to collect signatures in an attempt to get the recall question on the ballot this fall. Then, of course, voters would have to decide. Organizers of that effort will have 60 days to get about 14,000 signatures from Grand Traverse County residents. The historic Elk Rapids Town Hall Association has launched a big fundraiser to pay off its building. The 1883 structure was acquired by the association after some wrangling with the local government. That move prevented the building from being converted into residences. It's a host to live theater, parties, weddings, and other community events. Petoskey is working to reduce light pollution. The city recently became the first in America to enact a dark sky recognized ordinance. New lighting standards will require any new building's outdoor lights to meet a certain level of brightness and temperature. That's the Up North Lowdown on this Monday, June 8th. I'm Ed Ronco, our producer. By the side of the road in Antrim County is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks again for being with us.